Phone Boy Speaks, episode 377, free tablet data.
I've had an iPad 2 for a while now, I guess, and I don't use it all that much, but I bought it on AT&T, and so it's a GSM model, and the nice thing about those devices is that the iPads are unlocked because they're sold unsubsidized, and so it has an AT&T SIM in it, or it did, and I paid for the data service on it for a while, but I don't use it enough, and so it's not something that it's not something I could justify continuing to pay for just because it was something that it rarely got used. And I know I wish I had a smaller iPad, but that's neither here nor there. In any case, what I have now is I went and got a T-Mobile SIM for it. Actually, the SIM that came with my son's Lumia 521, I decided to repurpose that SIM because I just cut down my son's old SIM, and that seems to work okay in his Lumia 521. So I used the micro SIM that came with his phone and put it in my iPad 2. And now, there's not clear directions on T-Mobile's site about how to do it. Actually, there is. You just have to find them. They're not like clearly linked anywhere. So I suppose if I had ordered a SIM card that had mobile internet, it might have came that. But I actually ordered a SIM anyway, but I realized I didn't need it. So I have an extra SIM card sitting around now. But anyway, so I took the SIM card and I put it in my iPad 2. And I went to the site, the mobile internet management site that T-Mobile has and signed up for service. And you can choose the 200 megabyte starter pack, or I think that's what they call it. And what they tell you is that you're supposed to be able to do it from there's a place in the settings under cellular data where you can view your plan and stuff. For some reason that's not showing up on my iPad too, but I can go to the website and that seems to work okay. And so from there, I can either buy a day pass, a week pass, or a monthly pass, and at decent prices. But honestly, since I don't use my iPad 2 that much anyway, and I'm not using 200 megabytes of data, on it at all. Maybe once in a while I might, but it works. I mean, it's even picking up 3G now. Technically, the iPad 2 does not have support for the 1700 megahertz frequencies that T-Mobile uses for their 3G service, but T-Mobile has refarmed some of their legacy frequencies so that it uses the standards that AT&T and such use. And so it picks up 3G. I was actually surprised by that. I was also surprised at just when I turned it on, just how quickly my iPad 2 started using it for stuff. And I had to actually had to turn it off because I didn't want to use all 200 megs all at once. But anyway, I'll put some links in the show notes that point you to how to do it. But it's you can just order a voice sim off of T-Mobile. I think it's free right now, and they sometimes will have deals or you pay $10, whichever, right? You can probably even go into a store and get one, but you put it into an iPad and you go to the site and register, and then you have your free 200 megs of data per month for life, right? Now, supposedly you can't take that SIM card and move it around. That SIM card is now tied to your device, which I guess is fine, but they make it pretty easy to get SIM cards, so I don't think that's a huge thing. And in fact, I've even seen reports that some people just get multiple SIM cards and rotate them so that they can get free data and not have to pay for anything, which is, I think that's kind of abusing it, but and it's not something I plan to do, but I guess that works. Anyway, I'd say T-Mobile is definitely one of my favorite carriers, or the one that sucks the least, in my opinion, of the U.S. carriers. Hopefully, this doesn't change as a result of potentially getting acquired by somebody else, but we'll see what happens. But anyway, that was my experience with getting the 200 megabytes of free tablet data for life. It was once I figured it out, it wasn't that complicated. And now I've got it, and I guess I can kick my AT&T SIM card out of my iPad 2 and use data when and where I need it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.